Florida Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, who's the founder and co-chairman of the Everglades Caucus, toured the Herbert Hoover Dike on Lake Okeechobee yesterday. He got an update on the dike's rehabilitation projects from the commander of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Jacksonville District. The infrastructure that prevents Lake Okeechobee from spilling over is old, and since 2001, hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent trying to repair the dike. Now Congress has allocated nearly $50 million to restore it. WGCU's Quincy Walters reports.
Hendry County Commissioner Carson Turner drives his boat through a massive floodgate that's part of the Herbert Hoover Dike into one of Lake Okeechobee's channels. The dike is a 143-mile structure made of culverts and hurricane gates that help prevent the lake from completely flooding the town south of it. But Turner says a lot of the infrastructure is outdated, old, and crumbling. He drives the boat up to a culvert, a type of drainage structure.
This is an example of a culvert replacement that has been completed. You didn't have this massive wing wall that you have and the stem wall. You have safer structures.
This culvert was completed in 2015. It cost $49 million. Arriving back at the marina in the shadow of the Herbert Hoover Dike, Turner says a few years ago, Hendry County residents started seeing higher flood insurance premiums caused by the lake's precarious infrastructure.
And they were already living on a threshold. They didn't need to have any more bottom line added to their cost of living.
He says hopefully those premiums will go down when the projects are all completed. Standing at the marina, Florida Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart ruminates on what he learned on a tour of the dike led by the Army Corps of Engineers.
It's key for the economy, it's key for the environment, it's key for the safety of the people in this area. This is the lifeline of this part of the Florida. The lake and those levees have to be fortified so that people can still be able to do their business, run their lives, raise their families in safety.
Restoration projects around the 143-mile levee system began around 2001. About $900 million have been spent. Diaz-Balart says he hopes the projects to fix the culverts and hurricane gates around the lake can be done by 2020, and that's going to cost millions of dollars more. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Clewiston.